It's time to get empowered and realize your true beauty with tips, breakthroughs, and secrets of the industry. And now, here's your host, your personal beauty guru, David Pollack, and health expert, Lisa Davis.
I know. I need to exercise more. And if you listen often, you know it's something I don't love to do, but I need to do it. And I hear it enough from my doctor and my wife. Lisa, we're going to have fun talking about this today because our guest is not only a health expert, but our guest also talks about how you can help stay motivated to exercise. So I'm really interested. Karen Asp is our guest, and she's a leading journalist who specializes in health, fitness, nutrition, pets, and travel. Okay, we're hitting on a lot of buttons here that I like. A former contributing editor, Women's Day. She writes regularly for dozens of national publications, including O, Prevention, Real Simple, Better Homes and Gardens, Women Health. Jeez, I got to take a breath through all this. Harper's Bazaar, Martha Stewart Living, Shape, Rudder's World, and I can go on and on and on. We're going to skip the rest of this and say, Karen, welcome.
Thanks, David. Thanks for having me today.
You've got a long list of accomplishments there.
I do, but of all of those things that you mentioned, I do love talking about fitness perhaps more than anything. So good call on that one.
Well, you're not only motivated to exercise, you're motivated to share a lot of information, which I think is awesome. So how do you stay motivated? Because obviously I have troubles. I fight this.
You know, David, everybody has trouble staying motivated. Even those of us who are diehards and we're committed, there are days when you just don't feel like moving. And I think that one of the things you have to remember is, what is your why? Why are you wanting to exercise? And it can't be because your doctor told you to lose weight or you need to get healthier, whatever it might be. That's a good external motivation, but it's got to come from in it's got to be inside. And for me, a lot of that internal motivation comes from several of them, but one of them off the top of my head, I have a very strong history of Alzheimer's in my family, so we know that aerobic activity in particular can help thwart the risk of dementia as you age, so that's a big one for me. Another big one is because, you know, aging is a good thing. It's better than the alternative, as my grandmother always used to say, but aging is still aging, and I actually want to age through life younger than I am, and that means that I need to lower something called my fitness age, which is actually your physicalness, let's just say, and it's different than your real age or your chronological age, and you can lower your fitness age. So those are some of my motivating factors that keep me going every single time I do whatever I do.
You know, I love that you brought up your why, Karen. I think that's so important. It's something that I talk about as well on my health shows and on other in other arenas. And I just think it makes sense.
When she was on Howard Stern's, that's what she wants to bring up because she did phenomenal. I'm so proud. She was on Howard Stern and got to bring it up.
I was on the wrap-up show, but still, Howard Stern wrap-up show. Yes. And it's so funny. As soon as you said the why, I'm like, yes, people in the know, like us, Karen, know that that is what's so important. And, you know, I have a book coming out next January, and I feel like I've kind of fallen off the wagon a little bit, and I eat really clean, but I definitely, as I'm aging, I feel like my arms aren't quite as, you know, firm. Things are changing, right? And that happens. And I want to be functionally fit. I want to be older and, you know, like really old, like 80 and still like walking around, not using a cane and everything if possible. But then at this age, middle age, I guess you call it. Oh my goodness, middle age. You know, you want to look as good as you can, right? But also not have expectations that you're going to look like you did at 20. Like, I'm a 50-year-old woman. Okay. My arms aren't going to, you know, unless, anyway, you know what I'm saying.
Okay.
Right?
Lisa, I'm going to sound just like your husband. Your husband and I both married out of our league, okay? So both, I guarantee he works out too. And I know that I've got to do the same. And so it is one of the things that does motivate me. When you ask my why, that would be it more so than my doctor, is making sure that I've got the energy and look good. So as the years go on, we can do more and more together, not me falling in a chair and not being able to get up. So you've got me motivated. So let's keep going. Let's talk about how to do it, because we can go on and on and talk about it. Okay, so I know you talk about walking. My wife and I like to take walks. We use our cell phone to track a number of steps. I seem to do very well when I race through airports. But, you know, how many steps should we be doing a day?
You know, David, that's an interesting question. And you've heard this, no doubt, 10,000 steps being thrown out as the optimal number. It's not quite clear if that truly is the optimal number because, quite frankly, that came from Japanese, I think it was, don't quote me on this, but it was perhaps a few decades ago, but they were Japanese manufacturers of pedometers, and they basically randomly came up with this number. It is still, though, a good number to shoot for. There are other studies that have shown that roughly 6,000 to 7,000 steps per day, keep in mind that the average American takes about 4,000 steps a day. So we have a little bit more to go, but that 6,000 to 7,000 would be for optimal health. So we're talking about keeping your heart in shape, things like that. Now, if you start talking about wanting to perhaps lose weight or improve fitness, now we're talking about perhaps over 10,000 steps. And there are some statistics that show that perhaps the better goal for that might be 12,000 steps per day. But it's definitely any amount more that you can do than you're doing now is going to be beneficial, not only in the immediate sense, but also long-term. And David, I am a huge fan of tracking your steps, no matter how it's done, whether it's a good old pedometer, whether it's one of these fancy activity trackers, or whether it's through your cell phone. It's a great way to do it.
You know, I got out of the habit. My wife and I used to go for long walks. Recently, we opened a new factory, so we're always working late. But we keep saying we got to get back to it because we used to walk around the lake several times. And next thing you know, It gave us quiet time together. Our phones tracked it, but we always had them in silent. So it gave us a chance to be alone together, talk, and just relax a little bit while we're getting the walk in. And I wouldn't even realize I'm exercising. I think she did it more, not even to listen to me, just to be able to get me to exercise without me knowing it. some of our walks, I think we're discussing dinner and snacks for later. That kept me running, going faster.
Well, and I was going to say that's one of the motivating factors. Like, my husband and I love to take walks. We also have a golden retriever, so it's fantastic if you have a dog because it's a win-win situation for both your dog and yourself. But for my husband and me, it's a great way to connect as well. We take our golden retriever, Jesse, for a long walk together, and then I take Jesse out for a short walk during the day. And it is a great way to connect. You can chat. You can find out what's been going on throughout the day. So, yes, walking is fantastic. I would say, though, however, David, that for a lot of people, again, walking pace with a friend is great, but I would also encourage people to try to maybe bump up the intensity from time to time. It doesn't mean that every walk has to be a fast pace, but a brisk walk is definitely where the benefits amount even more than just a casual stroll.
Good point.
Yeah, that's one of the things that has been happening with me lately is I take my dogs to this area, to the woods where they can run off leash, but it's icy. Like, parts of it are icy, parts of it aren't. So on the icy part, I walk, you know, like I'm 120, and then on the non-icy parts, I'll pick up the pace a little bit. So it's kind of cool. It's like a natural interval, forced interval training.
Yeah. Yes.
Wait, I think you're onto something. Yeah, no, if you get us walking a little bit and now it's become normal, then you could step up the pace a little bit. And if you're not walking with somebody, maybe it's on a cell phone. It is a way to get us up and going because we can always take it up a notch. It's the key is getting started, I think.
Right. And I think the key to, David, there's also a lot of, it's not just the exercise per se that you do. And if you count that, you know, walk with your wife as quote unquote exercise, that's great. But it's not just the exercise component, it's also the movement throughout the day. So in other words, if you've been sitting for, let's say, 8 hours during a standard normal day, and then all of a sudden you take, you know, at nighttime you go out with your dog or your wife or whomever, and you take a 30 or 45 minute walk, that's fantastic. But it doesn't necessarily counter everything that's happened during the day. So I'm also a fan of not just adding that movement in during that structured walk, but also every hour you need to be cognizant, and that's where these trackers can come in play. You need to be cognizant about moving. I would say five minutes every 30 minutes. If you can't do that, at least 5 minutes every 60 minutes.
Awesome. I invite you to get started at least, and we can always up it from there. I want to thank Karen for joining us. Check out our website for more information, KarenAsp.com. We'll put a link up on our website. And remember, if you have a question about beauty, do what the big brands do. Just ask David.
The preceding show was produced by the Gab Radio Network. For more information about the services we provide, visit GabRadioNetwork.com.